you ever noticed that people are busy racing around looking after number one? Very few of them ever stop to give us a hand. In fact, when someone does, it can be so refreshing. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's just fabulous to be back with you again today as we take a look at the refreshment God has for you from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about the powerful prayer that could be coming your way to help you through whatever you might happen to be dealing with in your life just at the moment. In this clamorous, competitive world that we live in, you know what I'm talking about, this world where everybody seems to be looking out after number one as their priority one, two, and three in life. In that kind of world, it seems so rare that we meet someone who, I don't know, just comes out of the woodwork, out of nowhere, to help us, to lighten our load, to open doors, not because of what they can get out of it, but just because they see our need. In fact, on the rare occasion that somebody just blesses us like that out of the blue, it's almost startling. I don't know about you, but with me, when someone these days just gives me a leg up for no other reason than the fact that I need a leg up, well, that speaks so deeply to my heart. It motivates me. It encourages me. It's just so refreshing. I was in the UK recently at a conference. And conferences are not only about going and listening to the speakers and learning. I did that and it was great. But they're also about building relationships, networking, talking to people during the breaks, finding out what other people are doing, making connections. And actually, 3 days at a conference is really hard work. It's a great opportunity, but it's hard work. I met so many people at this conference, probably 70 or 80 different people at some stage, but there were two that really stood out for me. One of them was called Andrew. He's a New Zealander, a Kiwi as we call them. The other one, Joseph, a young African man. Andrew was interesting. He works in the UK. He's a really senior guy with a radio network. And in the world's eyes, in my eyes, well, you know, he's an important person. He's an executive in a large radio network. And yet somehow this Andrew made a point of connecting with me, of just encouraging me. We spent an hour and a half together and he shared what was on his heart and he listened to me. And after the meeting, when we went our different ways, Andrew acted. And because of him, because of what he did, one of our radio programs now is heard right across Europe just because Andrew was there. And we connected. The other one was this young man, Joseph. Joseph heads up a radio school in a media organisation in South Africa. I was really keen to meet his boss while I was at the conference. I wanted to connect with her and discuss some things, but she was really busy. She was talking for most of the conference. She was leading the television sessions, and so we just couldn't connect. One morning, the last morning of the conference, Joseph and I ended up sitting next to one another at the breakfast table. And I shared with him what I wanted to share with his boss. And he was so encouraging, so enthusiastic. He went back to Cape Town where he lives. And he sent me an email saying, I really love what we were talking about. I'm here for you. I'm here to make connections in Africa for you. The guy follows me up. We talk regularly over the internet. I mean, what wonderful people, Andrew and Joseph. In contrast, so many of the other people that I met at the conference, everybody that I met, I got their business card and sent them an email and said, it was great to catch up with you, nice to meet. You know, some of the people didn't even respond to that email. It's a dog-eat-dog world. And yet Andrew and Joseph were the sort of people that said, well, come to me. Let me listen to you. Let me help you. I'll be there for you. I'll push with you. Wow. I mean, those guys really stood out. Head and shoulders above the other people. That doesn't mean there weren't other people who were just as clever or more talented than Andrew and Joseph. The point was that these two young men decided to connect with me and to help me, to serve me. Jesus, 2,000 years ago, said, if you're carrying a heavy load, come to me and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. You'll see I'm gentle. I'm humble of heart. And with me, you'll find rest for your souls because my yoke's easy, my burden's light. This week on A Different Perspective, we're looking at our need to have times of refreshing. It's fantastic to get away from the grind and go on a holiday. We need that, but we can't spend our lives trying to escape from reality, always wishing that we could run away. I believe we need times of refreshing right in the middle of life. And we have this deep need for rest and for peace and for refreshment. And on the other hand, as I said yesterday on the program, if you were with us, over 70% of people, at least in the West, believe in God. And yet somehow a lot of us never make that connection between this deep need for rest and for peace and for renewal and for refreshment and the belief that we have in this person, Jesus, this God who sent his son to die for us. For Jesus, the two aren't separate. For him, he came to make a difference in our lives. And with this statement, if you're carrying a heavy burden, come to me, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke and learn from me, and you'll see I'm gentle, I'm humble. And with me, you'll find rest for your souls. Jesus is connecting this beautiful reality of God with the difficulties and the trials and the realities of what we go through in life. Now, okay, he said it 2,000 years ago, and the world was a slower place. It didn't have all the pressure and the speed and the hype and the travel and the entertainment gizmos that we do today. But they had their burdens, they had their stresses, they had their heavy loads. They lived in an occupied territory. The Romans were brutal sometimes in the way that they administered their form of justice. They lived a subsistence lifestyle. Food, money, famine, poverty. You know, it turns out that burdens in life, heavy loads, are timeless. They're global. They exist right around the world. Doesn't matter what our version, our brand of burden happens to be. Like Andrew and Joseph in my life just a couple of months ago, who were so real and so practical and so decent and so loving. Jesus says, come to me. Come to me and let me help you. Let me give you some rest. Let me give you a leg up. The picture of the yoke, he says, take my yoke upon you. Here's the picture. The picture is of two beasts of burden, two bullocks, dragging forward a cart. And Jesus says, look, come and take my yoke. I'll be on the other side. Let's join together with this yoke, and I'll push in the same direction as you. It's so real, so practical. And when we do that, Jesus says, when we join in that same yoke, what you'll discover is that he can teach us some stuff. You know, traditionally in that day, when there was a new beast of burden being trained, they'd yoke that beast with a beast that'd been doing it for a long time, with an experienced, steady, strong bullock. And Jesus is saying, come on, I'll be on the other side of this yoke. That load that you're dragging forward, let me give you a hand. Let me push for you too. And you'll find some rest as you and I are yoked together, shoulder to shoulder, head to head, and we experience one another in life. You'll find rest for your soul. I believe that in life we need times of refreshing. And you know something? I don't believe that it was a coincidence that Andrew and Joseph reached out to help me, because these are both men who have a relationship with Jesus, who have been listening to him for most of their lives. And I believe that Jesus brought them to me, and that through them, he has helped me. It's awesome. Before I go, I'd just like to remind you that if you have a prayer need, we would love to pray for you. Listen, the only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. Just let that sink in. The only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. So if you'd like us to pray with you, in fact, if you'd like our whole prayer community to pray with you, stop by online at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request. It's completely confidential. Your name won't be displayed. And in fact, while you're there, perhaps you could pray for one or two others and leave them an encouraging word as well. The Bible says that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. So let us pray for you and with you, and let's just see what God does, how he intervenes, how he chooses to bless you. That web address again is powerfulprayer.org. I'm Bernie Dimet. I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.